Well, let's go to Vermont now, where each summer a group of developmentally disabled adults gets to spend a month on Zeno Mountain outside the small town of Lincoln. John Kalish has this profile of a unique summer camp.
Will and Peter Halby grew up in Massachusetts and attended the University of Vermont. The brothers loved Vermont so much they bought 273 acres in Lincoln, Vermont, and along with their wives, Vanessa and Isla, started Zeno Mountain Farm. It's not a working farm, but a series of camps that serve different groups of disabled people. People with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, autism, traumatic brain injuries, and spinal cord injuries. Here's Will Halby.
No one gets paid or pays. Everyone contributes. We cook for ourselves. We clean up after ourselves. And everyone's invited back year after year for the rest of their lives.
No one pays to come to Zeno because the $1,000 a day it takes to run the camp in the summer is covered by donations from thousands of supporters. And the people who help care for the disabled campers are all volunteers.
We all have a passion for this camp because of the way it's structured.
That's Akira Gilbert, a 21-year-old college grad who's been coming to Zeno Mountain since her freshman year. Zeno's structure stems from its founder's adamant belief that there are not campers and counselors here, just friends with varying abilities who care for one another.
I was extremely cautious my first year, and then I realized that everyone is figuring things out as they go, and the best thing was to ask my friends with disabilities that I was working with, because they know better than anyone.
I'm 39 years old, and I've been coming to this camp for ages, and I know everybody's name.
Steve Cortez lives in Boston. He has cerebral palsy and walks with crutches.
I come back every year. It's very fun to be in the cabin with all my good friends. It's nice to live in the woods. I love it here.
Some campers bunk in one of two wheelchair-accessible tree houses. One has a back porch that's 18 feet off the ground and sweeping views of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Musicals are put on at the close of camp, where performers in wheelchairs or on crutches and walkers take to the stage along with able-bodied campers. A.J. Murray, a camper with cerebral palsy, sang a solo from his chair.
It doesn't help to know that you're so far away.
The Halbys have ties to Hollywood, and Zeno Mountain campers help make feature films produced by industry professionals. This year, 31-year-old Ben Moncaba played a bus driver at a fictional Vermont dance camp.
Can we get a sound test real quick?
Moncaba has Williams syndrome, which involves medical problems, but is often accompanied by an affinity for music. So he was thrilled to join other campers at a New York recording studio, where they were coached and accompanied by Broadway professionals.
This camp turned my rocking world around.
I'm so glad that I came back this year, because it's lots of fun and we get to do a lot of fun things. It's like a home away from home. That's how I see it.
In the fall, Zeno Mountain Farm will offer a retreat for young adults with cancer. Veterans grappling with PTSD will come to Zeno in December. Next May, the camp will host people recovering from traumatic brain injuries. And in late June, the camp for adults with disabilities will gear up for another season. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.